Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Of God's own will, have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King? This is not your doing, so that no man, no woman, nor child may boast. And yet, like petulant children, we find ourselves boasting. You may not count the ceiling tiles above your desk, but what about that space in Reporter? Right there above the fold. Does it warm your heart to see yourself there, or your work highlighted instead of another? Repent and boast only in the Lord. Of God's own will have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King. You are the first fruits of his creatures. And yet we find ourselves slow to hear, quick to speak, and even quicker to anger, particularly if our work is not supported like we think it should be, and we justify it by calling our anger righteous. Repent. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Of God's own will have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King. Every good and perfect gift is yours, given by the Father of lights himself. And yet we hold on to those gifts as if they were our own to give, when and where we choose it. We have grumbled because they have received more than we. Repent, for the judge stands at the door. Of God's own will have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King, a King with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. And yet we have flitted and flown from one program to another, never completing one task before starting another, all the while thinking that if this one works, well, then the institution will be saved. Repent. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor build it in vain. Of God's own will, have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King? My beloved brothers, our Lord does not ask permission. Out of a people who were no people, he makes a people for himself. He calls you. In mercy, he gathers you. He enlightens you. He sanctifies you. He calls you his own, and he saves your souls. He cleanses your filth and washes away your wickedness. All this on account of Christ, who did not waver in his task From heaven a birth, from heaven above to earth he came to bear good news with his good name. In humility and obedience, the righteousness of God was made manifest on the cross. The empty tomb is the testimony to which the holy apostles bear witness. And thus, the good and the perfect gifts of forgiveness, of life, and salvation, well, they are yours from the Father himself on account of Christ. He implants his word in your heart. He waters, he digs, and he watches it grow with an earnestness that we can't even fathom. And in the end, he will reap where he has sown. Of God's own will have you been called forth by the word of truth as sons and daughters of the King. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, bearing his name on your forehead and upon your lips. So do not be discouraged when the fight seems fierce and the warfare long. For though our Lord does not ask permission, he does know what is best for you, and he does it. Don't believe me? Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Michigan District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Julie Lutz, who serves the Lord in Papua New Guinea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.